You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dmitry Shabatarev, president of Oxford Investment Partners. Oxford Investment Partners LLC business is commercial real estate development and asset management based in Newport Beach, California. Mr. Shabatarev, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's nice to be here.
So tell us, what does it take to be a young entrepreneur for those listening in? That's a great place to start with your experience.
Well, you know, with 80 million millennials coming of age and emerging as leaders here in America, a lot of my generation is choosing to be self-employed over, working for somebody else. I have the privilege of being the owner and president of Oxford Investment Partners, and as well as managing partner of the Vosht Healthcare, and of course, founding partner of OCINC, which is a monthly meetup of investors, bankers, and real estate aficionados. But what does it take? Well, when it comes to starting a business, I'd say it takes building a team around you of people that are smarter than you. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're doing it wrong. So it's important to find a goal, work especially hard towards that goal. You're going to make mistakes, but the people that give up are the people that fail. The people that don't give up are the people that have failed long enough to succeed. That's my two cents on that one.
And I like it. And that's exactly the way I see it as well. So that's some good input coming from you. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about each of your companies and how they all tie into your work as an entrepreneur.
Okay. So let's see here. I'll start with Oxford Investment Partners, which is my primary company. So I'm the president of Oxford Investment Partners. What we do there is we purchase value-added real estate, which for simplicity's sake is we purchase a retail center or a hotel that is distressed, not performing very well. We reposition the asset, as in fill in vacancies or do renovations, increase rents as necessary, repair the management of the asset, and then sell once it is fully stabilized. The way that we operate is we're partially self-funded and then partially funded by investors. So I would say accredited investors, high net worth individuals, family offices, as well as a little bit of institutional money coming from San Francisco and New York. Then from an event standpoint, of course, the backbone of any successful entrepreneur would be networking, in my opinion. So I do host events as well. We have an event that we host here in Laguna Beach, which is close to where I am, called OCINC. It's a monthly event where we invite other successful entrepreneurs in real estate, finance, bankers, investors of all sorts. And it's a very, we try to keep it extremely exclusive. It's RSVP only. We do it right on the beach, not right on the beach, but at a venue, Mozambique, here in Laguna Beach, very close to the beach. And we essentially have a good time socializing. And what is socialization if not networking? So then I'm the managing partner and CEO of Vosht Healthcare, which is a healthcare startup. What we're doing is we're doing research on neurodegenerative disorders. And specifically what I mean by that is there are certain neurodegenerative disorders that we're focusing on, specifically CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is what happens when a person receives multiple concussions. And so we're looking into that. We're putting together a diagnosis and treatment model for that. And we're also gearing up to get a little bit of investment on that as well from private equity companies. And then how do they tie into my work? Well, I guess, my personality as an entrepreneur, I like to stay busy. And so I'd say I follow my passion, although, it sounds a little bit counterintuitive at first, but I don't actually work necessarily for money. I of course make money, because we all need to make money, when we're at the end of the month when we have to pay our bills and support our families. But I work primarily out of passion, because if I wasn't going to be working for passion, then I would, go get a job at some major company. And I have worked for Fortune 500 companies in the past. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, I'd say the key tip that I could give, I suppose it would be helpful to give a tip. The tip would be, be passionate about everything you do. And if you're not passionate about it, do something else, because life is so short. And so that's how it all ties in, really. It all goes back to my individualized passion.
Good stuff, and that's some good information right there. How do you, or would you share your top three real estate investment tips, if you don't mind? What would those top three be?
Well, okay, so I was with a partner of mine just last night having dinner, and we were talking a little bit about investments. We were talking about businesses, and we touched on some of the things that I actually wanted to talk about today. The first, and I'd say probably the most important, being I'm gonna call it equity financing. But to anyone who doesn't know what that means, that's essentially saying buy it in cash as opposed to taking out a loan. Let me put it into context in this way. So my friend and partner at Vosht Healthcare is Dr. Will Rogers. He's a practical neurologist. And when the crash happened in 2008, a lot of different neurologists, practical neurologists, doctors of all sorts, kind of had some bad times as well, not just here in real estate, because they took out too much leverage. They took out too much debt. They couldn't support it, and so their businesses went under. Well, in real estate, what we do as investors, and I say the proverbial we, is generally people want to leverage up as much as possible so that they can, quote unquote, diversify. Although that can be a very smart move, at the end of the day, you're only as good as the equity in your project. So when it comes to the capital stack, which I guess would be, the next point that I'd want to talk about, you want to have more equity to debt in that ratio of your portfolio. So my first tip would be, do more equity financing than debt financing, or try to keep debt minimal. And then the second point would have to be understanding the capital stack. Real estate real estate and finance are very, for me, they are extremely similar. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you follow the money trail, then you're gonna find what you need in a project. And if it doesn't make sense financially, then it doesn't matter how good the real estate is. It's not gonna work out. In a worst case scenario, or even in a best case scenario sometimes. So what the capital stack is it tells you, you know, what position are you in for principal repayment and for net profits. So essentially that's preferred equity, common equity, debt, et cetera, et cetera. But having that understanding of, well, what's the difference between preferred equity and common equity, and for simplicity's sake, preferred equity is in first position, usually to get repaid, and then common equity is in second position, making preferred equity, quote unquote, more expensive. Then if you have that understanding, you can move with a lot more grace in the real estate market, at least on an institutional level, or, you know, when you're playing with the big boys, which is what most real estate investors want to do. And then the third point, which I'd say all of these points are probably equally as important now that I'm thinking about it, I'd say strategic acquisitions. You know, when it comes to real estate, you know, the cliche is location, location, location. And strategic acquisitions essentially means when you purchase a deal, you want to get a good location, you want to get a good price, and you don't want to buy on performa numbers. Performa numbers being the fully stabilized numbers that brokers and real estate agents try to sell you when you're buying a piece of real estate. It's kind of like, you know, you'd never buy a beat up Mazda Miata, and in the picture you see, you know, brand new Mazda Miata, and then when you go to the lot, it looks like it went through, you know, Hurricane Katrina or something. But then you just wouldn't do something like that. You would want to get what you're paying for. But a lot of times, especially nowadays in real estate, people are trying to sell you that future dream. And I would recommend against buying that future dream and essentially say always buy on actualized numbers. So strategic acquisitions and understanding what that means, extremely important in real estate. Those would be my three tips.
Certainly appreciate your taking the time to get into that thoroughly. Today we are joined by Dimitris Shabatarev, president of Oxford Investment Partners, based in Newport Beach, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Dimitri, what would you say is your greatest achievement to date?
I'd say my greatest achievement would, I'd say there are two achievements that I've made that have profoundly changed my life. And the first being marrying my wife, and the second being having my little girl, my daughter, who is now 9 months old. You know, that blows any sort of business achievement out of the water.
And that right there tells us where your heart is, and that is certainly the best place to start with family, and that's what's most important in anything and in life. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to add at this time?
Well, I would say this. You know, I meet a lot of people who are very entrepreneurial, and there's a spirit about it currently. You know, there's something in the air in probably the last, yeah, at least between 15 and 30 years, however you want to look at it, of people becoming more and more entrepreneurial, wanting to work for themselves. A lot of people that I have known have tried to be entrepreneurs, have tried to, you know, do things on their own, and ended up back in a 9-to-5 job working in a cube. And the one thing that I have noticed that is just consistent with everything, with every person that has, you know, quote unquote, failed. And that's, they try, but they never fully invest themselves in the effort. When I first started as an entrepreneur, and the word almost sounds a bit silly to say, but when I first started as an entrepreneur, the first year, I would say, at least the first year, was extremely difficult. It wasn't something that, you know, success happened immediately. In fact, you know, just a very quick story I would say is, I was doing some work, starting up my own company. I had been successful in real estate prior to that, and that's a longer story that I won't get into. But I was doing some work, starting my own company, which involved doing new things, new aspects of real estate that I didn't have experience in, and I was failing a lot. It got to the point where, you know, I wasn't making any money. I was working 70, 80 hour weeks, and you know, that can be demoralizing to say the least. And I remember there was a time where I thought to myself, maybe I should just get a job and maybe this isn't working out. But then I doubled down, I started working even harder, and I told myself, no, this is ridiculous. I'm going to succeed because it is impossible to consistently fail. You know, it's impossible for somebody to work extremely hard on something and never succeed in that. Eventually, just by, you know, basic probability, you're going to succeed at something. And so, you know, the big tip that I would have to give to anyone who's considering becoming an entrepreneur is, if you put your mind to something, do it. And if you fail, adjust. Keep going towards your goal, and eventually you'll have to succeed. There's no choice.
Well, Dimitri, we certainly appreciate your time and for visiting with us today. Love to have you come back to share more insight from your expertise. Where can listeners get more information about Oxford Investment Partners?
So we have a website, oxfordinvestmentpartners.com. I'm also on social media at Dimitri Chibota, which is, you know, Chebota. Yeah, I'm on social media, on Instagram, Oxford Investment Partners, Twitter, Oxford Invest. You know, I tend to try to give out tips and talk about what's happening in the world on social media. So, yeah, if anybody wants to connect with me, then by all means, I would love to help some people, work with some people. That's what we do.
Well, once again, Dimitri, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to the potential of a future conversation.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dimitri Shabatarev, president of Oxford Investment Partners. Oxford Investment Partners LLC is a business, commercial real estate development and asset management firm based in Newport Beach, California. And for more information, simply visit oxfordinvestmentpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listing convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.